Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here for Danny Yamashiro in studio. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Thank you for joining us today. You know, they say laughter is the best medicine. But our guest today, Carrie Pomeroli, would contend that while laughter does a heart good, the best medicine for any ailment is faith and prayer. We pause to remind you the reason why we have the Good Life Radio Show. It is to lead you to Jesus Christ. There is absolutely hope in Christ. No matter what you are going through, He died on the cross for your sins and mine. He shed His blood. He was buried, but He was raised on the third day, and we're about to celebrate that. Today, He is calling you. Our guest today, Carrie Pomeroli, is a stand-up comedian, author, actress, and supermodel wannabe. Carrie Pomeroli is a national headlining stand-up comedian who has been featured on The Tonight Show, Comedy Central, and on ABC. Carrie is also a published author, stage and television actress, and a sought-after motivational speaker. She graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree in musical theater and now lives in California with her husband Ron and her two daughters, Lucy and Ruby. Carrie, welcome to our show.
Hi, aloha. Great to be here.
Aloha. Thank you. You know, you're in California, we're in Hawaii. I hope the weather is quite similar. Have you visited us here in the islands?
Every day. Oh, yes, many times. I'm a huge fan. I wish I was there right now.
Well, we're all hunkered in. Not sure you could really go to the empty beaches, but we are enjoying our island weather as well. Let's start kind of where you started. Where did you grow up?
I'm a Detroit, Michigan girl. Spent most of my childhood in Detroit, went to school in Michigan, and then I moved out to California as soon as I graduated college, so I've been here ever since.
Wow. And who influenced you most in your growing years?
Well, you know, I had a really supportive family, so I just had a really loving mom and dad that were big cheerleaders for me. So when I wanted to start performing at a very young age, they were like, yes, you can do anything. And I did grow up in a Christian family, and I felt that was helpful.
Yeah. So you talk about that, you know, I wanted to perform from a very young age. What did that look like?
Well, I was always dancing. I started dancing when I was literally 3 years old, and I was very into dancing. But when I was 11, I got diagnosed with scoliosis. And so scoliosis is a curvature of the spine disease, and I had to have corrective surgery, which is very serious surgery. I had to have titanium steel rods at 11 years old put in my spine. And so I didn't think I was going to be a professional dancer. And my mom said, well, then why don't you try acting? So I literally called up this theater company, and if anybody's listening who remembers what a phone book is, I got the phone book out and I looked up theater and I said, my name's Carrie and I want to be an actor. And they said, we're having auditions for this play next week and the lead is a little girl. And it's funny because the little girl part was really rotten and evil. And I got the part. My mom says, you know, surprise, surprise. And ever since I got the part in that theater show when I was 11 years old, I really felt that it was my home, and it was what God's calling me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how things got started.
So tell us a little bit about some of the parts you played, maybe some highlights from those times.
Yeah, I have been literally performing my whole life, and I have been so blessed. I've gotten to meet amazing people. I've been on stage with Carol Channing. I was part of the Jerry Lewis Telethon for muscular dystrophy. I've been so supported by my family. They allowed me to go to Europe, perform in London. It's just been a really great journey. And then when I came out to California, I was working in film and TV, and that led me to stand-up comedy. And so stand-up comedy has been my main performance. And then that led me to writing and writing books, and I'm currently a writer for the Hallmark Channel. And I really enjoy writing and creating and doing family-friendly products.
You know, I want to talk about all of that because I've been stalking you on the internet for a couple of
years. Well, I need it. I'm very excited that you're doing that.
And it's been a fabulous journey of fun for me. But when did you, let's kind of go back into this time. When did you personally feel like you gave your life to Christ?
I really don't have, I mean, I just feel like I grew up knowing Jesus was my Savior. It was always a part of my life. And then when I was in my mid-20s, I got really involved in a church out here in California. And I feel like that's kind of when life changed for me to just be all in, to just be all 100% submitted. And I think I've led most of my life a good 75% submitted. But I feel like in my 20s, it kind of changed over to where I was like, God, I really want to serve you. I really want to be all in. And that's when I started doing stand-up comedy, which became, you know, my ministry. Yeah.
You know, I kind of want to pause on that for a minute because many of our listeners are in their young 20s and they're in a, or not even 20. They're in that place though, you know, age-wise regardless, but they're in that place where they're Christians. They're, you know, I believe I've given my life to Christ, but what did it look like? You know, what does all in, when you can look back on it, explain that and help our listeners.
I remember these actors from London coming over to Hollywood. I guess we didn't have Christian actors or something, and they were talking about being in love with Jesus. And I was like, wow, they really said it out loud. They really professed their faith. And I was sort of like, Lord, if I win an Academy Award, I'll say your name. You know, don't ask me to be submitted in my love life and, you know, all the secret areas of my life. And I remember that night being like, wow, these guys are totally in it with Jesus. They're proud, and I want to be a part of that. And so I prayed that night. I'm like, God, whatever it is in my life that needs to change or however you want to lead me, I want to be on your team. I mean, fully on your team. And that's when I joined a really great church. I think that's really important. A fun church, really fun church. And there's a lot of great churches to join. And I just got to involved in relationships with people. And I think that's another key, is really having relationships with people that can walk with you on this faith journey. It's not a one moment journey. And whatever you're doing out there and whoever you are listening, there's no too late of a moment. You're not too far gone for God. Okay. Mm-hmm. God took Paul and knocked him off a horse and he was a murderer, you know, so nobody is too far gone for God to say, hey, I can use you. And he needs every generation right now to be used for the kingdom.
Yeah. Tell us a little, you turned that into this all-in life. What difference did that decision make for you?
I think it changed my friendships. I think it changed the way that I viewed the world and what was fun and what wasn't fun. It changed the complete direction of my life because I ended up doing stand-up comedy. I was on soap operas, General Hospital, Young and the Restless. Not really big parts or anything, but just sort of going down that path, which nothing wrong with that, but you know, when comedy came into my life, it's because I prayed and I said, God, you know, I trust you and I want to do what you have for me. I had no plans to ever do stand-up comedy. That just sounded insane. But when I started it and I started taking classes and studying comedy, I said, wow, this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, making people laugh. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of took off from there.
Well, you know, you say I studied comedy. You know, most of us who watch comedy, we think, gosh, you're just born with that gift. What is studying comedy?
Oh, not even close.
What is studying comedy? I
was a part of the Groundlings Theater Company. I was also part of the Second City Theater Company. I don't think you are good at anything unless you study. I mean, there's people that move out to LA and say, I want to be an actor. I'm like, where have you trained? Who are you mentored by? What are you doing in life? And I think there's a lot of rumors out there that there's a get-rich-quick scheme or a short step to success. But I've studied and learned and honed my craft from the day I ever started to pursue anything. And that's some of the best advice I can give anybody, no matter what you want to do, is find somebody that's really good at what you want to do and work under them. You know, go be their apprentice. Go be their intern. Learn from them.
So you're learning to be a comedian in Hollywood. You're living in California. It can't be easy. What difficulties did you face as a Christian comedian starting that career?
I don't think it's as bad as people think. I think if you're funny, you're funny. I remember doing Christian jokes and people were laughing, just like Jerry Seinfeld does Jewish jokes and people laugh. If you're funny, I don't want to be known as a Christian comedian. I want to be known as a comedian, and then I'm a Christian. Because, like, I don't want to be, as my friend likes to joke, the Christian Burger King. You know, like, it's just who I am. Christian envelops every part of my life. And so if I'm funny, people are going to laugh and they're going to like me. And then maybe backstage they'll ask me to pray, which has happened a million times. Or people are like, Comedy Central thought I was doing a character. They're like, oh, who's that dumb blonde, like, religious character that you do, like a Saturday night? I'm like, well, that's me, you know. So I felt very accepted being who I am on stage. I've never felt to be dirty or unclean. I'm just not who I am off stage, so why would I do it on stage?
Talk a little bit about some of the moments in your early career as a comedian that really were impactful to you as a Christian.
Well, I was very, very blessed to work on the Jay Leno comedy show, the Jay Leno talk show, probably over 25 times. And every time I went on that set, I saw the classiness of the way Jay Leno handled his staff and the way that he would shake everybody's hand, whether you were the most important person or the least important person on the set. And he kept the same crew with him, I think, over 25 years. And there's a reason why. And I learned from him. I learned from working with Jim Carrey and seeing how kind. I think kindness goes a long way. And it's funny, these guys aren't even religious, you know. But it's just learning that, you know, what goes around does come around, and your reputation will stay with you for the rest of your life. So you might as well start working on it now.
Absolutely. Carrie, it's so good to hear some of the things that you're saying, because I think it's giving some freedom to people in our audience. Absolutely. You know, we're all looking for that purpose in life. And sometimes we wonder if that purpose aligns with being a Christian. And really what you're talking about is, you're that God's given you a purpose and a plan, and he will make it happen as we trust in him, no matter what we're called to do, be even a comedian in Hollywood. We're going to take a break real quick, and we want to talk a little bit more about your time in Hollywood, some of the things that you're doing in your book writing. I've been able to download the Proverbs 32 Woman book. I think that's a great title. I'm dying to hear more about that.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
I'm probably a Proverbs 33 woman. But we want to talk about your husband and your kids too. We're excited. Thanks for being with us. We're going to come back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here. We're here today with Carrie Pomeroli, our special guest. But before we continue our discussion, we want you to know that if you're just joining us now, missed the first segment, or have to run out, you can always go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to this in its entirety. You can download it. And if you're thinking of somebody and thinking, this would be a great message for my friend, my relative, my husband, my wife to hear, you can go ahead and share the link. We are continuing our conversation today with Carrie. In our last segment, we kind of ended with this really important message, I think, that Carrie talked about. Carrie, you were saying that your faith as a Christian doesn't stop you, doesn't change the purpose God has for you. And in when he called you to be a comedian, it wasn't a Christian comedian. It was a comedian who loved the Lord. And even when you went on the Jay Leno show, you learned from Jay Leno about the importance of treating everyone very well, and how being a Christian is something that you do, and you don't have to say, but you do, and you live in whatever role that God calls you to. Talk to us a little bit more about that as you are continuing in your work.
Well, I really think that, you know, people try to pigeonhole us, don't they? They try to mm-hmm. say, oh, you're a Christian this, you're a Christian that. I mean, yeah, it is true. There are things that are specifically for Christians by Christians. Nothing wrong with that. But not everybody is called into that type of a ministry. Everybody doesn't have to be a pastor on a Sunday morning, or, you know, do something that's out of their zone. What if you work in an office? What if you drive your kids to school? What if you, you know, are in corporate America? You're not a Christian computer tech. You're a computer tech, and you are a Christian. So you wear that badge. And my pastor said something once. He said, you know, if your coworkers found out you were a Christian, would they be shocked? Mm-hmm. And that's the question I think you really got to ask yourself is, are you walking it just by being who you are? Mm-hmm. Like, are you two different people? Do you have church person and then office person? Because if we can't meld those two together, mm-hmm. then I really don't feel that we're walking where God really wants us.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, you live out your faith on stage. You know, you're in a very public place. Do you feel a pressure on that?
I don't, only when I'm fighting with my mother and she's like, you're a Christian comedian and you're a minister and you got to be nicer to your mother. I'm like, yes, you're right. So there are those moments where guilt and condemnation. I'm like, I suck. And there's been so many times when I, you know, I've had something happen right before a show and I just feel bad about myself or my choices. And I'm like, Lord, and God's like, yeah, I didn't choose you to do this because you're perfect. I didn't give you a microphone because you're perfect. I gave you a microphone because you're real and vulnerable. And you're going to get out there and most likely talk to that audience about what you've been going through and the value of repentance and the value of forgiveness and the value of grace, you know. And that's what I really focus on in a lot of my books and a lot of my comedy is grace. Like, God is a God of grace.
Yeah. You know, you talk about some of the writings that you've had, and I've really enjoyed starting to read your, I believe, your latest book, Confessions of
a... Well, I have two that came out on the same day.
Oh,
so
go
they're
ahead.
Both, they're companions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Confessions of a Proverbs 32 Woman is the first one that I picked up on. It, you know, the title alone just, you know, made me stop. What inspired?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's such a great title. What inspired that writing?
Well, I always used to joke in my act for many years that I read the chapter in the Bible, Proverbs 31, woman, and it didn't speak to me, you know, and people would giggle, and I'd be like, I don't plow, and I don't rise early, and, you know, I've never been in a field, God, so how am I supposed to be this Proverbs 31 woman? You know, it says she gathers her food from afar, and I'm like, well, that's takeout, Jesus. And so I always joked about it, but it kind of became this movement. I'm the Proverbs 32 woman. She rises late and her kids make her breakfast. The Proverbs 32 woman, I will submit to not going to work. And so I started this concept writing these books by saying, what if I could talk to the Proverbs 31 woman? What if I could talk to her and say, was it really like? And how can you help women today understand why God wrote this chapter in the Bible? And so I tackled a lot of different subjects, deep subjects, but I tried to do it with a lot of humor because I feel like that's where my gifting comes in, is writing books where people can read about the Bible and read about depression and loneliness or all those things, but do it with a lot of grace and laughter and know that they're not alone.
Yeah. Can you share, I mean, I know there are many, but some of those key lessons in the book that you talk about?
I think that a lot of what I learned chapter after chapter is a lot of the guilt and condemnation, we're putting it on ourselves. I mean, we give Satan all the credit. Oh, he's such a liar and he's so condemning. And like half of it is because we were on Instagram too long comparing ourselves to our neighbors and our friends and celebrities. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a plastic surgeon and, you know, personal chefs mm-hmm. to make us look swimsuit ready 6 weeks after we had a baby. But yet we're comparing ourselves to these role models, right? Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what it must be like in Hawaii because I don't put on a bathing suit until July 1st and then I take it off by, you know, August 1st. Dear God. So you guys have, like, you know, but it's just this constant comparison. And what I really learned to do is to go, who is that voice talking? Is that what God would say about me? And is that what God wants me to say about me? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of taking every thought captive took on a whole new meaning for me.
Yeah.
And the book isn't a mom book and it isn't for one type of woman. I really wrote these books. One of them is a devotional called She Rises Late and Her Kids Make Her Breakfast, Devotions for the Proverbs 32 Woman. But even that book, I wanted all women to have a book that they could do a book study with or just read it and laugh.
So good. You know, I'm going to stop right here and do and let our audience know, because they're probably going, where do I get that book? Where do I get that book? I know it's really available on Amazon, but if you want, you can go to www.kerripom.com. That's KerriPom.com. That's where you can find out a whole lot more about this amazing actress and comedian. Listen to some of the tapes of her speaking, as well as get access to these books, these many good resources.
And also, you can invite me to Hawaii to do a comedy show,
and we
can
absolutely find a place for you. That is my next job.
I love
after
my
this.
Shows in Hawaii. I've done quite a few. I'm always like, yes, I'll work cheap. Just pay me in peanut butter sandwiches, and I'll come to Hawaii.
You know, as you talk about this book, you say that this hot mess for Jesus, hashtag hot mess for Jesus thing, really can be the best possible life to live. What does that mean?
I just feel like once I could give myself a break, I live with a lot more freedom of going, I do not make Pinterest-ready crockpot farm-to-table meals the way that everybody seems to be doing it these days. I do not dress my children in matching socks. Most of my Tupperware does not have a lid. God still loves me. He thinks I'm adorable. I fed my kids. They got dressed. I feel like that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, and so I just do a lot of humor on social media. Yeah. I do a lot of, like, I'm homeschooling now, you know, with everybody going through all the corona stuff. And I just have to give myself a break and be like, yes, my house is a hot mess, and that's okay. Because
mm-hmm.
I got up today, my kids are alive, I won that battle.
Don't you think that women, for countless reasons, we women live under this this absolute false impression of who we should be. And what I hear from you is that this offers freedom. This offers freedom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With a lot of, they're going to read it and go, yeah, that's me. That's mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, and I want women to read about me and relate to me so they can say, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah. And you know what I feel too is, many more women will be inspired by you because you're authentic and you're transparent.
Oh, thank you.
And I think if we could learn that, don't you agree? If we could all learn the ability to be authentic, transparent, and proud of that transparency, because we are who we are because God made us to be exactly who we are this very minute, what freedom that would bring to so many of our women. I know you speak at a lot of women's events, and I, yes, absolutely would love to have you.
And I also do a lot of co-ed events. And, I'm just like, if anybody needs laughter, I do have a couple fundraisers over on the island. The Kiwanis Club is pretty big over there. We did a couple celebrity comedy events and things like that. And some companies had brought me over in the past. So, yeah, it just depends on what the need is.
Yeah. What have you learned when you've been in these many conferences, maybe in Hawaii and other places, and interacting with your audience? What have you learned?
I just think that we are a lot more alike than different. And that's one thing that comedy does. It really brings people together racially, ethnically. There's just a lot of commonalities when we laugh together. And comedy can really break down walls. And I think that's one of the gifts of laughter. Even music sometimes can be subjective. Oh, I don't like that kind of music. I'm not going to go to that show. Or this church is having this kind of thing. I'm not going to go. But if you have a comedy show, all sorts of people show up, whether you're a grandma, grandpa, grandkid. And, you know, my best thing is when, like, a 14-year-old comes up and says, "Will you sign the bottom of my sneakers?" You know, and I'm like, awesome. You know, I made an impression on you. So I think comedy can be ageless if you do it right. If I have a good show, then the people that are 14 to 84 all had a good time and they all laughed.
Of course,
when I do women's conferences, you know, we can be a little bit more specific, and that's its own animal. And I love doing, you know, what God has brought me into doing is ministry as well. Like, I not only do comedy, I share my testimony. So it's fun to really minister to people as well as make them laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the other things that you do, I know you're an author and a comedian, but your work spans, I think, every area of the entertainment industry.
Thank you.
I don't have an hour to talk about every single one, but what are some of the other areas of entertainment that you have, you know, had the privilege of doing and really have had a good...
I love writing, and the fact that I've gotten to write two scripts for the Hallmark Channel has been, you know, awesome and really exciting, and just, and they haven't aired yet, so we don't have air dates, but just the fact of creating something and then seeing people perform that is so exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you've been part of production for other programs as well, and can you tell us more about that?
You mean production, like behind the scenes or in front of the scenes?
Yeah, because you're not only in front of the camera, you've actually done a bit of work behind the camera as well.
Well, just mainly writing and creating. I've written a couple screenplays. Mm-hmm. I produced a musical comedy theater in Hollywood. I'm a big fan of live theater. I just think it's an amazing gift to be able to perform live. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you're an entertainer, you just kind of wait for somebody to give you a job, and then you're like, okay, I'll do it. But I have a wonderful writing partner. We write together, and right now we have another screenplay that's kind of being shopped around, and it's a romantic comedy, but the lead character is a Christian. And so people are kind of intrigued by that concept that Christians can laugh, and I think that is very possible, and I'm excited to bring that to screen.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna move into a break right now, but you know, we're hearing a lot from Carrie Pomeroli. She's been able to advance a career in the entertainment industry, touching so many areas, but also an amazing motivational speaker, very real and authentic person, and has published so many that I think will bring freedom, as we talked about this past segment, to so many who are living under a thought that they have something, they have to be something more than they really are. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about family, how you met your husband, Carrie, and your kids too. We hope you stay with us. We're with Carrie Pomeroli. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're here today with Carrie Pomeroli. She's a nationally recognized comedian and television actress, producer, and author. She is passionate about her faith and has been featured on CNN News as a Christian in Hollywood, on TBN, CBN, Hour of Power, and others. She speaks about 40 years a week on Christian platforms as a comedian and an evangelist for events of all sizes. Carrie has authored many books. We talked in the last segment about her book, Confessions of a Proverbs 32 Woman, a very transparent book at the real life, and what it is to be free to live out your faith and live out your life as a woman of God. Carrie, we're so glad to have you. If you want to get any of Carrie's books or listen to her comedy, you can go to www.carriepom.com. That's www.carriepom.com. Carrie, you have written so many other books. We want to know a little bit more about your personal life. Where did you meet your husband?
Well, just to be clear, I am a single mom, so okay. I was married, and okay. I'm not married anymore, okay. And I married a stand-up comedian, which probably I should have been married for old money. That's what I like to say. But no, my ex-husband, Ron, is a big part of our lives. We have two beautiful daughters, and we co-parent really beautifully together. But we met doing stand-up comedy together, and we're together for 12 years and have had this new phase of my life for the past 5 years, not something I ever planned to be as a single mom. Mm-hmm. But it's been something where the Lord has been with me every step of the way and shown me His grace, really.
Yeah. As you have walked through that season and that transition in your life, I'm sure, and you know, it has become part of who you are, but you've learned so much from that transition. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, the biggest one I've learned is never to judge anybody until you've walked a mile in their shoes. I might have thought, oh, you know, why is that person divorced? Or, oh, you know, didn't they fight hard enough for their marriage? And all those things that Christians like to say out loud, or, you know, didn't you read this book? Or, I mean, the things that were said to me were kind of awful at some point. Mm-hmm. And I just realized that everybody's got a story. Nobody knows it except you and God and Jesus. And life throws curveballs that you don't expect. When you say I do, you hope it's for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And when that doesn't happen and there's unexplained circumstances, you have to adjust. And I remember just being a single mom, very newly single mom, and talking to my pastor and being like, I don't know how to do this. I'm solely responsible for these girls. I'm not getting child support. Like, I don't know how to survive. What's going to happen? And I'm sitting here 5 years later in a brand new house that I bought in Los Angeles because the Lord has been that faithful to me as a single mom, you know, to be a property owner in California. But God is a great husband and God is a great provider. And I just had to put all my eggs in that basket and let him take care of me.
I know you also have authored books on the life of a single person. And
Absolutely. My first book was called Guys Like Girls Named Jenny. And I do a lot of single shows too at churches. I'm on tour with a comedian named Bob Smiley right now. Doing single is not a four-letter word, and it's a comedy show for singles in churches, because sometimes churches just, they might know how to minister to married folks, but they miss the boat on how to minister to single folks. I mean, it's one thing if you're 19 and single and you can be in the college group, but what if you're 35 and single, or what if you're 40 and single, and, or whatever, 50, and you might feel a little left out, you might feel a little less than or unqualified. And I don't believe that that's God's message for singles in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So what is God's message, you believe? What could the church be doing or saying?
I really feel like just because you've gone through something that doesn't look really neat and clean on paper does not unqualify you or disqualify you from being a light. Now, when I became a single mom, I was just like, Satan, you've messed with the wrong chick. Now I'm going to be able to minister to more women in more circumstances than I could before. I'm not going to shut up. No matter what you do to me, no matter what you throw at me, I'm still going to be a loud mouthpiece for God. Yeah. It's not going to stop. So I think that's the message that I would like to say to anybody who's out there that's feeling like they're in some sort of life phase where they don't belong or they don't feel good enough. That's not from God. There's nothing in the Bible that says you need to be married to be an effective minister of the gospel. I mean, heck, most of the disciples were single, you know, Jesus was single. And so just ask God about it and be like, what do you want for me? And how can I serve you?
Yeah, that's such a good message. I kind of want to pause right here because there are times in our show where I just feel the Lord say, stop and pray. Stop and pray. There's people out there that are listening that in that spot right now, in this spot. And would you mind, Carrie, would you mind lifting
up
a prayer?
Sure, absolutely. Lord, I just pray for that person that's just driving down the road, listening to the show, and you know, the hair on the neck, your back of your neck is standing up a little bit, and you've got chills, and you're like, I needed to hear this today. I needed God to speak to me through this radio to tell me that I'm not crazy and that I'm not alone and that God wants to rip away those labels that have been put on you, not by him, but by people and by the world and by magazine and even well-meaning neighbors and friends, that you are somehow less than, that you are somehow to be pitied. That is not the truth. The truth is that God made you wonderfully and creatively and beautifully and that you have a destiny. And Jeremiah 29:11 applies to you just as much as it has ever applied to you. Whether you have a ring on your finger or not, that God has got good plans for your life to prosper you and not to harm you. And that he hears your cries and he hears your despair and he hears the feelings of feeling like it's so unfair and it's so unjust. I just urge you right now to just continue taking that to the Lord because he can handle it. He can handle it better than anybody else can. And we thank you, God, for just using this radio program to speak to that person. Or those people right now, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. Yeah, that message of you are perfect as you are. I know so many that are struggling because singlehood is not a popular thing to be, no matter what age you are. And you know, relationship is the goal, is the constant goal. But yeah,
but
you are absolutely
so
right. Every disciple
like,
in the Bible.
I listen to my married friends.
Yeah.
I listen to my married friends complain, and I'm like, good. I'm going to go to bed with my Netflix. I have my own remote. Like, I don't want to go to counseling anymore. Like, sometimes I just go, man, I am okay. Like, I don't date. I really don't. People are like, do you date? I'm like, why would I date? I have cable TV. marriage is a lot of work. Marriage is so much work. Mm-hmm. And it's just, unless you're equally yoked or paired with the right person that God has for you, it is not worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, stay single until God says otherwise. If that's the advice I could give everybody listening, don't settle. It is not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait for God's choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here I am, I'm listening to you talk about this idea of relationship romance. And then in the back of my mind, I'm saying, yeah, but she's writing Hallmark shows. How does that happen?
I know, I'm really good at writing. I love romance. I have enough romance in my past for 87 movies. I've never given up on the thought of that. I just am really cautious with, you know, I dated a lot in my 20s. I have an entire book about that. But I'm just really cautious now with what God has for me. And yeah, Hallmark is just its own animal. It's so fantasy. They just make me laugh when they give us notes about the scripts that we write. And they're like, oh, you can't have her in overalls. We're like, wait, she's painting. What do you want her to wear? You know, like everybody in Hallmark is like in a sundress all the time and, you know, eating fresh pastries from their bakery. But well, we love Hallmark, and I'm so happy to write for them.
Yeah. You know, I was able to watch your testimony. I think you gave it in 2014. We're going to take a break here real quick, but we really want to come back. And one of the other books you wrote, and I believe it's a book, it's called How to Be a Pitbull for Jesus. And
it's actually a DVD, but I'm happy.
Okay. Carrie?
Thank you.
Yeah. When we come back, I absolutely want to talk about that season in your life. I was so inspired by your testimony. Really want to talk more about it and let our listeners hear about how to be a pit bull for Jesus. We'll be back soon. We're with Carrie Pomeroli. You can find out more about her and her work at www.carriepom.com, K-E-R-R-I-P-O-M.com. She has got a wonderful testimony, a very funny one too. It'll keep you laughing, but it'll give you freedom that Jesus wants to give you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're here today with Carrie Pomeroli. If you haven't heard the entire program or you'd like to hear it again, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download this from there, listen to it, share it with a friend. We have covered so much ground. We've covered being a Christian in Hollywood. We have covered many wonderful topics of Jesus' offer of freedom. And we're talking today with Carrie Pomeroli. She's a national headlining stand-up comedian. She's worked with everyone from Jay Leno, Jim Carrey, Sherry Shepherd, Carol Channing, Jerry Lewis. She's hosted her own show on Mom TV and is a popular host on the red carpet even, including being backstage at the Emmy Awards. She speaks 40 weeks of the year on Christian platforms and others. She's a comedian and evangelist. She's written books, including Confessions of a Proverbs 32 Woman. You can find out more about her products and herself at www.carriepalm.com. She also wrote a book, important book called How to Be a Pit Bull for Jesus. And I believe it came out of
I just need to correct you.
Go ahead.
It's a DVD.
A DVD. I apologize. It's a DVD, but it came out of a time of great in your life, Carrie, that is important. And I wanted to give you a platform to share that.
Basically, I've fought a lot of battles, but the battle that is involved in that particular DVD was when my youngest daughter was born with incredibly serious challenges, sicknesses, incurable word was used. She was really fighting for her life from the time she was born. I spent 6 weeks in the neo-intensive care unit with her and was discharged with a life sentence of raising a child with special needs and physical challenges and all those things. And that's really my miracle story of what happened to my daughter, Ruby Joy, who's nine, and how God just proved to me that there's really no limit on what we can pray for and what we can believe for. The limit is us. And so he was like, if you're willing to believe, then I'm going to meet you more than halfway. Mm. And that's exactly what he did.
So let's kind of talk a little bit more about that. When you found out that she had this illness, what did that feel like? What did you walk through?
Well, many illnesses. I mean, her brain, her heart, her lungs, chromosomes. And, when they use the word chromosomes and special needs, they don't offer any hope for that because there's no, quote, cure. Mm-hmm. So what I was lumped into was this group of families that they were like, well, this is the lot you've been given, and we'll help you manage it, but it's never going to get better. And so she's never going to go to regular school. She's not going to dance and sing like the other kids. She's never going to do these things that you've envisioned for your daughter to live a full life. And I went to the Bible with my friends and pulled out Psalm 103. And the Psalm 103 says, I've healed all of your diseases, and I've died for your sins. And I really felt like it was a challenge for me to dig deep one day at a time. It's been a long journey. One day at a time, and to believe, to say, God, is this what you think about her? Did you give her this handicap? Did you give her this disability? Is this how you created her? Because the world was like, yeah, God, oh, what a special gift. What a precious angel. That's wonderful. You know, God just chose you to be a special mom. And everything inside of me was fighting that. Everything inside of me was like, I don't think this lines up with the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, when a kid was lame, Jesus touched him and he walked. Mm-hmm. When the girl was dead, Jesus touched her and she came back to life. So why couldn't Jesus heal a chromosome? And it's been a very controversial journey, to say the least. But I found other parents that were in the same boat I was. And we chose to unite our faith together. Still are doing that for hundreds and hundreds of children all around the world. Mm-hmm. And basically to try to say, this is not from God. Sickness is not from God. We live in a fallen world. And basically, I just chose to believe for more. Mm-hmm. And every day I chose to believe for more. And I fought and I fought and I prayed and I prayed. I'm still walking it out, but she's nine. She's doing hip-hop dancing and gymnastics and ballet, and she's in third grade. And we were just fighting over her math this morning. She's in regular school, and she's not in special needs school. And people can take that journey however they want to take it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents have come up to me and said, you know, what are you doing? Because I want that for my child. Mm-hmm. And I said, all I did was pray. All I did was pray and live a life in expectancy. We're still walking out, you know, the final stages of it. Mm-hmm. I'm believing for full, complete healing. But she's healthy, and mm-hmm. she does everything that all the other kids do. Sometimes it might take her a little bit longer, and, some of her academic challenges are harder than others, but God's got her in the palm of his hand, and she's great.
Wow. What a testimony. Tell us about prayer. I mean, I know you mentioned that, you know, pray.
I think there's power in prayer, and it's also power in how you pray. I never accepted the diagnosis. I never, what I like to say, bought that t-shirt. So I never told her she was sick. I never joined a support group that was going to celebrate the diagnosis and have a parade about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, no, Satan, you're a liar. This is not her destiny. This is not her label. And people get labeled all the time. You know, I'm a diabetic. I'm this. Take the label off and say, I'm a child of God, and God can do anything. Mm-hmm. So she's not special needs. I never called her special needs in my life. She doesn't even know what that word means. The only thing she knows is she's like, oh, you're going to do a comedy show? Are you going to talk about me? I'm like, yeah. She's like, when I was sick? I'm like, yeah. She's like, so God healed me? I'm like, yeah. And that's how we live our life. Mm-hmm. And so I don't spend hours and hours and hours praying about it. I think it's a matter of the posture that I took spiritually. And I'm like, devil, you don't win this one. Yeah. It may take me till I go back to heaven praying every single day of my life, and I will never, ever quit, but you're not going to win this one. Mm-hmm. And so every step of the way, God has been faithful.
Amen. Amen. I saw that you have taught your daughters how to pray, and that you're one of your daughters, or maybe both, are prayer warriors.
Absolutely. Oh, both, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For sure. They don't know anything different. So when my oldest daughter was like 6 and her goldfish died, she immediately was trying to raise him from the dead. You know, and I'm like, oh man, she has faith. I got to go buy a new goldfish. But basically, I just taught them how to pray the way I was taught how to pray, which is there's no limits on God. And, you know, Ruby will just walk into a Sunday school where she's never been. And if somebody's sick, she'll be like, devil, get off them, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's, our prayers are effective when we know how to pray. Mm-hmm. And we know that sickness and bad things don't come from God. If you learn one thing, bad stuff comes from a fallen world. It's not God trying to teach you a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you just know that much, you've won half the battle.
Yeah. Carrie, thank you so much for just kind of sharing so many different aspects of your life. What do you see in your future? What is something that God has placed in your future that you need prayer for, maybe?
I think I need prayer that when this coronavirus stops, that a lot of people want to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Basically do comedy. I'd love prayers for that. I love, you know, I'm out of work right now, literally. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little scary. And I'm just like, Lord, the prayers would be just that I could go gangbusters and do a freedom tour, freedom from getting out of the house, or, you know, corona free comedy, or whatever that is. And that God just provides for my family.
Yeah. And if there was one book you could author, or movie that you could write, what would that be about?
I just have really enjoyed every story, and I have a few that are sort of cooking behind the scenes, and I really want to continue to write about real characters that have real faith and real struggles and real victories.
Yeah. Carrie, if you don't mind, we're going to pray now. And
okay, sure.
I just so want to thank you again for being a part of this show, sharing with us, hoping that you are going to be here on the islands soon.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing more with our women and our men alike. But we just want to lift you up now and pray for your future, your needs. Lord God,
okay.
We thank you. We just thank you, Lord, for Carrie. We thank you so much for the gift that she brings to so many. It's not just that gift of laughter, but the release of the tension and the expectation and the pressures that so many of us put on ourselves, Lord. I just pray that her gift would be used mightily by you in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for her children. I pray for her daughters to be raised up to be as just on the shoulders of their mom, Lord God, that her best would become their starting point, Lord. And they too would reach many with the words and the prayers and the gifting that you have given to them. I especially want to pray over Ruby, Lord, and I thank you so much for her healing till now. I thank you that we are claiming victory in every prayer that Carrie lifts up, that we are seeing full recovery and full health in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I just thank you that you are bringing the doctors and the nurses and the expertise that's necessary for her. Lord, that she would become a testimony for you, for many others who will walk this way. Lord, that she would stand up and say, God, my God healed me completely. Lord God, that Carrie, the mouthpiece that you have given Carrie would reach many with this testimony and many others, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you have chosen her to give Carrie, to give her a mouthpiece, Lord, for you have chosen the perfect person, Lord God, and she is mighty and she is fearless and she is courageous. Lord, keep her that way. Protect her from the enemy. Keep her strong. Keep her courageous, Lord, that nothing will shake her faith in you, Lord God. Father, we pray that every desire of her heart that you have given her will come to fruition, that she will be able to walk out every purpose that you have given her in her life, Lord God. Father, we praise you for Carrie. We thank you for this time, for the many jewels that you have set before our audience, Lord, because of her testimony. Father, may many be saved in Jesus' name because of what they have heard
today. Thank you, Lord.
May many know you. May many receive you and know eternity, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much. We praise you. We worship you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Carrie, thank you so much. Again, this is Carrie Pomeroli. You can get more of her books, her videos of some of her comedy at www.carriepom.com. That's www.kerripom.com. She is a wonderful, wonderful comedian, writing Hallmark shows. We look forward to seeing many of your works, Lord God, and hearing from you in the near future, Carrie. So thank you so much for being with us today. We thank you so much. We've had a wonderful day today. Inspiring words from Carrie Pomeroli. Lord, thank you for this day, for this show. We love that you bring people on our show and you give us the chance to glorify you with their testimony. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, today is the perfect day to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Let him in. Become his friend. He will be your best friend. As Carrie said, he will be your husband. He will be your wife. He will be your partner for life. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Get to Know Jesus. If you'd like to help us, if you'd like to pray for our show, please visit us again, goodlifehawaii.com. Click on Partners and let us know that you're partnering with us. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to our guests today, Carrie Pomeroli. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Antai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Lonnie Ka'a'a. I'm in studio here for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.